Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldog Brunch. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, live from the Hilltop Grill in Athens, welcome to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. We're wrapping up the Dogs football weekend and taking your calls. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy, is brought to you in part by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. Proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Gander RV and Outdoors of Atlanta. Five Market Realty. Athens Local Real Estate Company. Helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens. Visit 5mrealty.com. Landmark Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. And by the Hilltop Grill in Athens. Now, along with Georgia Hall of Famer Kevin Butler, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
It was a grand day for Georgia as the Bulldogs beat Auburn 34-10 at Jordan-Hare Stadium, improving to 6-0 this season and 4-0 in Southeastern Conference play, while the Tigers fall to 4-2 and 1-1. And with Alabama's loss at Texas A&M, most likely Georgia will be the number one ranked team in the country. A colossal showdown set in a battle of 6-0s as the Bulldogs will host Kentucky on Saturday afternoon at 3:30. The Wildcats defeated LSU 42-21 last night of the Commonwealth. The Chapel Bell ringing loud as the Bulldogs beat Auburn for the 14th time in the last 17 meetings and now lead the Deep South's oldest rivalry 62-56-8. And a good morning from the Hilltop Grill, home of the best brunch in all of Athens. It's the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. PT Solutions, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. Our network studio producer, Gus Wedekamp. Our on-site producer engineer, Adam Gillespie, the Road Dog. And my co-host, Bulldogs and Bears record-setting Hall of Fame legend, Kevin Butler. I'm Jeff Dantzler, welcoming you to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, the Five Market Realty hotline to join us, 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. And you can tweet us, hashtag UGA Dog Talk. Kevin at the Real Butthead. Adam at Road Dog 680, and yours truly at Jeff Dantzler TV. It's the best part of the week. Bulldog Brunch, Hilltop Grill, the Red Mule grits are churning, the bacon wrap shrimp are frying, the Creole omelet and crab cake Benedict fighting for the top spot on today's menu. And KB, another tremendous defensive performance, and Stetson Bennett leads an outstanding offensive attack.
Yeah, I tell you, it's something that we're getting used to seeing these characters out there, and the cast is really becoming the same each week, and these guys are starting to produce. You look on the offensive side, and hey, our leader is Stetson Bennett. He is really coming into his own right now as a quarterback and a leader on the team. I see him out there not only executing plays, but he's demanding high play from everybody around him, and that's what you want to see out of your leader as you get to the ground. Zamir White, Kendall Milton, James Cook, they're coming at him in three different ways, a three-headed monster on the ground, and they're producing. They produced 201 yards yesterday. And then you look at the receiving. I mean, Ladd McConkey has separated himself from receivers right now, and Brock Bowers and Darnell Washington are just making the tight end position at Georgia another weapon to be reckoned with. So I'm really loving what the offense is doing. And then you look over at the defense, and I tell you, these guys got out after it yesterday. They knew it was going to be a physical battle up front. And Breeny, Dan Jackson, Quay Walker had the game of his life yesterday. N'Kobe Dean's up and down. Channing Tindall's up and down. All up and down that line. You have, obviously, Jordan Davis. You got the big guy is Trayvon Walker down there. So it's just fun saying these names over and over because they're all in there, knock on wood. They're all staying healthy. They're playing hard. They're getting in and out, and they're producing. The things they did on defense yesterday, if you watch it over and over, Boy, that was impressive.
A dominating performance for the Bulldogs yesterday. Georgia got the lead 17-3 after falling behind 3-0. Auburn would never get any closer than 14 points. And Georgia and Kentucky, what a monster showdown coming up next Saturday between the Hedges. Phone lines to join us brought to you by Five Market Realty, the Five Market Realty Hotline, Athens local real estate company, helping you move to Athens, retire in Athens, or invest in Athens. Go to 5mrealty.com, 888-81-DOGS. That's 888-813-2947. Big hello going out there in Twitter land to a lot of dog fans. Got us dialed in. We got Jason, the airborne man, who is down at Fort Stewart. We got our buddy Brad, who's listening in from Maryland. Thanks to Rambo, saying bring on the bacon-wrapped shrimp. Thanks to Alexander this morning. And our buddy John Parker, he and his son Reed, in the car, dialing us in. So give us a call. We got a great crowd out here on the patio, as always. We got a couple of large groups with us. Everybody celebrating Georgia's victory yesterday. The chapel bell still a-ringing as the Dogs top Auburn 34-10. And we are back with your phone calls as we continue on. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, presented by PT Solutions on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey Bulldogs, when you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
For Bulldog fans, Athens, Georgia is a special place, but it's also a great place to live, retire, or invest. If you're thinking of buying real estate in Athens, you need to work with Five Market Realty. Five Market is a Bulldog 100 company that specializes in Athens area real estate. Whether you want a home, a game day condo, or an investment property, you need a local Athens company like Five Market Realty to help you find the right one. Get started today and connect with Five Market Realty at 5mrealty.com.
Travel different this year with America's number one RV dealer network, Camping World and Gander RV. There's a whole world to explore, and with new 2022 RVs starting at less than $5 per day, there's no better time to start new adventures. We are your one-stop shop for everything RV and have the best selection of RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready for wherever the road takes you. Start your adventure at one of our seven Georgia locations or visit campingworld.com today. See dealer for full details. Offers expire 12/31/21.
Mondays, the wart of weekdays, am I right? Well, that's about to change, my friend, because Powerball has a new third drawing, and it's on Mondays! So step aside, Sunday Fun Day and Taco Tuesday, because Mondays are now Moolah Mondays, Mealy Mondays, who cares what you call it because you're rich Mondays! Play the new third Powerball drawing now on Mondays from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Completing your Georgia football weekend with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It's the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. We've got a great crowd joining us already out here on the patio. Great thing about the patio here, you got a covered patio, you got an open patio, you got bacon-wrapped shrimp, you got Red Mule grits. You can order the Adam Gillespie special. That's high protein. It is called steak, bacon, and grits.
I know. This table over here, they look very hungry.
They're victorious.
Are y'all ready?
I love it.
They were in here first. Thank y'all for being here.
They were. Please don't take all of our shrimp this morning.
Yes.
And may I suggest as well that little Sunday sleeper specials like that. That little secret menu there.
You're talking about the crab bisque.
The crab bisque.
It's pretty darn special.
You got that and the gumbo. You could have a soup off. And
you could mix them together.
Sure you could. And we're going to have us a shrimp off here soon with the bacon-wrapped shrimp and the buffalo shrimp.
Is that coming today or not?
Restaurant.
Me and Adam believe Kentucky. Really?
You did say after Kentucky.
I'll believe you. I don't remember anything, and I know you remember everything.
Well, most things. All right, we need to get to the phones because that's why we're here.
Let's do it.
We will lead it off, as we always do on Sunday mornings here from the Hilltop Grill.
Killer.
With the killer.
Bring it on, killer.
Good morning, Kevin and Jeff. It's a wonderful day to be a Bulldog. as usual. I'm so proud of those guys, for every one of them seems to just keep their focus. It's almost like they have a tunnel vision. I'm so proud of them, and bring on the Cats.
There you go. Thank you very much, Killer. And this team, obviously, you knew it was going to be a challenge over at Auburn. The Tigers came down and grabbed the lead and went toe-to-toe with Georgia. Auburn had the ball back with a 3-0 lead. The Dogs get a turnover, started to turn it. And then, KB, I think the critical point in the game, and it's funny, the ebbs and flows, the fickle finger of fate. Georgia's leading 17-3. Dogs make a goal line stand. Auburn's going to kick a field goal, make it 17-6. Georgia jumps offsides, and, hey, if you're going to go offsides, you might as well go offsides. There was no doubt about it. Auburn decides, hey, we're on the three, going to go for it. Georgia gets the stop. That was so huge, and the Dogs get the ball to start the second half. So at that point, it's not 17-6. It's not 17-10. It's still 17-3. And I think that took some of the wind out of Auburn's sails.
Yeah, it did. And what it did was made most of the people in the stands start to devise their fire escape plan, which we saw finally go into action in the fourth quarter when everybody fled the stadium after Georgia put another score in the end zone. But that's really what it did, Jeff. It took that crowd out of it. You score there, and all of a sudden you're going into halftime. They come out and make a stop against Georgia. They're going to try to get the lead in the game. So huge play, huge momentum turn, and that's what you get sometimes when you – that really wasn't taking points off the board, but essentially that's what happened by not going for the three.
And then Georgia, when the Dogs got the lead 24-3 on the deep ball to McConkey on the Bulldogs' second possession of the third quarter, Auburn did come back and answer. But once Georgia went up by 14, Auburn got no closer. And that's enormous, just playing with that breathing room, especially with the ferocity that we're seeing out of this Georgia defense.
Absolutely. I mean, they are playing very physical. They're doing the sure tackling, which I really like. And it's just showing out there. They're playing as consistent as anybody in the nation. And I think once these polls come out today, you're going to hear that's kind of the consensus throughout the nation, that Georgia is the most balanced, consistent team right now, because every Saturday, as you saw yesterday, crazy things can happen. And if you don't be consistent and disciplined, that's when the crazy things start happening.
Knock it on some wood here. Three straight games without a turnover. Let's go to Daniel from Monroe. Daniel, good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning, guys. It is, like you said, any given Saturday, anything could happen. I would have never thought that as much happened as it did, you know, several top 10 tier teams lost. Of course, King Saban was dethroned. Dogs win, so both teams in Alabama lost. And it, what a day. And as Georgia continues to roll on to 6-0, and every time they win, I feel like the bar is raised and the expectations are even higher. And who would have thought that we'd be going into homecoming this Saturday, playing another undefeated SEC team from the East. And so I think, isn't it, whoever wins this, and I feel it will be us, will take control of the East for the current moment. It's going to be in our chances of, and even Lee Corso said yesterday that with Georgia's win over Auburn, our chances of winning the Natty have, you know, increasingly rose. It's going to be great. Couple of things. You guys may know this. Do we have any timetable as to some of the injuries, like George Pickens? Do you think he's going to return at all? Or JT Daniels, will he be able to play next week at all, or is it week by week?
Well, thank you for the call,
yeah,
Daniel.
Thank you. Jeff's got a good thought on whether we're going to get receiver return. Go ahead.
Well, I first of all, I like what Georgia's doing. I think sometimes we see it a lot of times in college football, too many guys are playing, especially when you got multiple quarterbacks going, as a lot of teams do. It's hard to get that timing down. What Georgia's got now with McConkey, with Mitchell, with Bowers, with Washington, I love it. I love that combination. As far as the injuries, who knows, just kind of projecting forward right now. Georgia's a beat-up team. A lot of teams are beat up right now. And this Kentucky game is an absolute monster. But the whole key is, and I'm sure Kirby will talk about it a lot, more of that rat poison when you ascend to number one. But Georgia's just got to keep focusing on the duty that lies nearest. And for the team, that's that next practice. That's that next drill. And for the fan base, it's that next game. And it's a huge one on Saturday.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as we go into it, we're obviously going to see Georgia at number one. And my philosophy on this, and hopefully everybody in the Dog Nation feels the same way I do. Hey, the University of Georgia's football team on a nationwide basis has earned the number one ranking. The Dog Nation should know better. We're not number one. We know how we can become number one, and there's only one ranking that matters, and that is the last ranking. And everything we're doing, we're halfway to our goal of getting in the playoffs and playing for a national championship. But number one to the Dog Nation means number one, is it January 3rd?
The national championship game, I think it's at the 10th.
10th?
I think
11th?
So.
Whatever.
I think it's the 10th.
The morning after.
Yeah, that's when you want to be number one.
That's when you want to be number one. And I think that's the focus the Dog Nation should have, because I know that's the focus our team has.
That's right.
Kirby's going to go in there. You talk about poison. The worst kind of poison is number one, because everybody tells you how great you are. Georgia is playing at a very high level, but they can also get a heck of a lot better.
Couple of tweets out there to hit to. Thank you to our buddy David Dukes. Watch the game with him. And thank you for bringing the wine. And thank me for the charcuterie board. I did all the work on that. Thank you very much as well. Going out.
What did you bring?
Governor Brian Kemp and one of the greatest cheerleaders in Georgia history, beautiful First Lady Marty.
Hello.
They've got us dialed in this
family.
Morning. And another one of the greatest Georgia cheerleaders in history, Kathy, is here today as well. So that's pretty awesome.
Yep. She's got to do a couple things with my daughter for her wedding coming up. So.
It's stuff. Those things happen. We got to run into a timeout. Adam Gillespie's hitting us over the head with a stick. A great day for Georgia as the Bulldogs defeat the Auburn Tigers. This is the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill and the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
It's Saturday in the fall, and you know what that means. It's time for UGA football and SEC championship savings at Gwinnett Place Ford and Gwinnett Place Nissan, a.k.a. the Dog Pack. When you shop with us, you'll always get the W. Plus, mention savings code Butler for an extra $1,000 added value to your trade-in. Only at the home of the nice guys. We'll see y'all between the hedges this season. Let's go, Dogs.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
Life is unpredictable, but having the right team in your corner matters. This is Neil Hondo Williamson. If the unexpected happens and you need to call an audible, let our championship team guide you to a better place. Meriwether & Tharp LLC, the Atlanta Divorce Team, proud partner of Georgia Bulldogs Athletics and one of America's fastest growing companies 5 years in a row. Visit us online at theatlantadivorceteam.com for thousands of pages of free divorce resources.
Hosting a watch party or tailgate for the big game? O'Charley's can help with a meal when you order online for delivery, curbside, or to go. Enjoy our delicious variety of party platters, perfect for when you need to feed a group and don't feel like cooking. Choose from our famous chicken tenders, baby back ribs, dips, and salads, all of which come with our unsliceably soft rolls. Just order online at O'Charley's.com for delivery or pick up your food curbside or to go.
O'Charley's!
You're listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Alongside Kevin Butler, here again is your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. This is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. Can smell the bacon-wrapped shrimp. Mule probably had a pretty easy night last night, KB, with that 34-10 victory. And those Red Mule grits, they are the absolute best. Gumbo will put up against the best that New Orleans has to offer. And don't forget that Sunday special, too, that crab biscuit is absolutely delicious.
You can't go wrong. You know, one of my favorites is the old French toast. It'll warm
toast.
Your heart and make your belly full. And
KB got him a special of French toast BLT last week, courtesy of Chris Lloyd and Alejandro and the gang in the back. All right, KB, Dogs in Kentucky, 3:30 kick, UGA Bookstore. That's where you go before. You know, it's almost Halloween. Thanksgiving, Christmas be here before you know it. Got some great autograph signings. We have Vince Dooley and Thomas Davis. That man could hit. Had great ball skills as well. Future NFL Hall of Famer. Shop the UGA Bookstore before and after every home game for the best selection of Georgia Bulldogs clothing and gifts from Peter Millar, Johnny O, Tommy Bahama. I like that, Tommy Bahama. Nike, Southern Tide, and many more. The UGA Bookstore, located next door to Sanford Stadium. It's open every day and online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where the dogs shop. And don't even need to say it, right? Kirby talked about it before the Arkansas game with that nooner, the need for the fans to be elite. That will certainly be the case again. Kentucky's had great crowds at home these last 2 weeks for their wins over Florida and LSU. They're trying to add another SEC blue blood to that hit list. Mm-hmm. And the Bulldog Nation needs to be at its absolute best between the hedges on Saturday afternoon.
Well, I think that's such an easy ask this week. You know, we had a little challenge with them with the 12 start. You never worry, you know, you worry a little bit about the earlier starts, but 3:30, dude, the Dog Nation is made for a 3:30 kickoff. It will be absolutely crazy.
Kentucky is famous for many things, including bourbon. And
well, they're going to want to drink
a bourbon off.
They're going to get
Saturday.
Slapped around so much Saturday. They're going to want to drink some at halftime.
Oh, should be a great game with the Bulldogs and Wildcats. It was a great one for Georgia yesterday as the Bulldogs defeated the Auburn Tigers 34-10. We're just through our first quarter here at the Hilltop Grill with the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
There's nothing like cheering on the dogs with 92,746 friends. And if we keep staying safe, we'll get back there soon. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're proud to serve our community through the pandemic, and we're grateful for your help. The past year has been tough, but there's hope around the corner. Classic Georgia game days can be in our future. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dawgs.
Mondays, the wart of weekdays. Am I right? Well, that's about to change, my friend, because Powerball has a new third drawing, and it's on Mondays. So step aside, Sunday Fun Day and Taco Tuesday, because Mondays are now Moolah Mondays, Mealy Mondays. Who cares what you call it, because you're rich Mondays. Play the new third Powerball drawing now on Mondays from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
For Bulldog fans, Athens, Georgia is a special place, but it's also a great place to live, retire, or invest. If you're thinking of buying real estate in Athens, you need to work with Five Market Realty. Five Market is a Bulldog 100 company that specializes in Athens area real estate. Whether you want a home, a game day condo, or an investment property, you need a local Athens company like Five Market Realty to help you find the right one. Get started today and connect with Five Market Realty at 5mrealty.com.
Travel different this year with America's number one RV dealer network, Camping World and Gander RV. There's a whole world to explore, and with new 2022 RVs starting at less than $5 per day, there's no better time to start new adventures. We are your one-stop shop for everything RV and have the best selection of RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready for wherever the road takes you. Start your adventure at one of our 7 Georgia locations or visit campingworld.com today. See dealer for full details. Offers expire 12/31/21.
Who says Georgia football is only for Saturdays? We're satisfying your dog football hunger with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Well, you marry somebody and they just come in and start eating all your bacon-wrapped shrimp. But what are you going to do? Welcome back. It is the Bulldog Brunch. presented by PT Solutions. Not that I was hungry. From the Hilltop Grill, feel better, feel stronger, feel unstoppable with PT Solutions physical therapy. Schedule your appointment today at ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Can you eat before your soccer game?
No, I don't have time.
And but if you ate, you would probably like burp during the soccer game, wouldn't you?
Well, we've got cough buttons on there. It's very high tech stuff.
You have the same as a burp button?
We got it says cough/burp. It all goes into one. The old slash there is good.
Technical.
It was great to see our good friend.
Here he is.
It was great
right
to
here.
See Brad, the patriarch of the Morris family. My main man, Atlee Morris, is in the house, looking sharp. Best head of hair.
I mean, he does.
This side of the Mississippi River, no doubt about it.
I asked Atlee to give you his secret to making his hair look really good.
Yeah?
Because, you could use a secret here or there.
I think, Atlee, what we could do is just kind of get, when he gets a haircut, just kind of form a mold off of that. And I could make a nice toupee.
Yeah.
Like I was in the 70s.
Like a little cap.
It'd be great.
It would be great.
I think that'd be fantastic.
And it doesn't hurt as much as those implants.
The plugs?
The plugs.
You don't want those.
I could see you with like three rows of 18 across the forehead.
Just when I turn about 70, that's what I'm going to do. I think it'll be a fantastic look.
Do the comb over?
Oh, man, the comb over. I'm not going to say a name. There were a couple of guys that used to work at Butts Mare when I was a young buck working for the great Claude Felton. And the comb-overs were so good. Remember the old racquetball court was down there in the corner?
Yeah.
Sometimes if there was a violent swing on one, the comb-over would come off, and it would be shoulder length.
It literally looked like his skull flipped
over. On the strong side, where you had the hair to actually
comb
over.
And who was that? Let's give him credit.
We can't say any names for an epic comb-over like that, but we are having a great time this morning with the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. Hey, our 5 Market Realty hotline is 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS, 5M Realty, Athens local real estate company, helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens at 5mrealty.com, 888-813-2947, 888-81-DOGS. You can tweet us. That address is at The Real Butthead, at RoadDog680, hashtag UGA Dog Talk, and yours truly at Jeff Dantzler TV. Thank you to Todd, giving us a good keep chopping. Our man Will Wilson. He's got the boombox going again this morning.
Well, I tell you what, he plays that better. That must use about 12D batteries right
there. It is awesome. That is old. I mean, Bimbo Briscoe giving us a good go, dogs. Hey, the Road Dog actually tweeted at us. We love that. And I love it, too. Our man Bulldog Brad White listened to the Bulldog Bite this morning. I love it. And, again, thanks to Jason and all the troopers listening in down in Fort Stewart, GA. We appreciate it. God bless you guys. All right, Dogs in Kentucky coming up on Saturday, and we'll take a brief look at the Wildcats. They had an impressive 42-21 win over LSU last night, following up an epic victory over Florida 20-13.
That was
the second time they'd beaten Florida in 4 years, despite Kevin's second favorite coach saying that the Gators weren't outcoached and they outgained Kentucky.
Kentucky
still won the game, though.
Yeah, they strategically did what they did in order to lose. Most coaches can't do that. But Mully the Clown, man, he does a good job and keeps that program up and down, up and down,
well,
up and down.
I think one of the things that, Kevin, when you talk about Kentucky, which is obviously a blue blood basketball powerhouse oftentimes, and they support their football team, but if they lose, they get over it and they get ready for basketball. Well, Mark Stoops has slowly built this team into a contender, and I think when we look at Georgia, how the Bulldogs have been able to keep that focus week to week, one of the things that stands out to me about the Wildcats, remember, they hadn't beaten Florida in over 30 years when they beat them 3 years ago.
Yeah.
They beat them in Lexington for the first time since 1986, and I get it, this isn't a vintage LSU team, but it's still LSU. They beat them by 21 points last night, so to follow up that win over Florida with a win over LSU, I think shows tremendous focus. And Mark Stoops and his team, they deserve a lot of credit for that.
No, absolutely, and they're a very good team. They're a disciplined team, and they are striving to be consistent. And they were certainly consistent enough to upset a Florida team, And then the LSU team, I just, you know, I can't say it enough. They are in total disarray. It's really unfortunate that they have fallen so fast, so quick. 2 years ago, they were, the prettiest player out there. And they have just gone downhill. Their defense is playing lifeless. Their offensive line is just not there. And Kentucky is confident. You know, that coming off a big win like that, they went out there and knew they could beat this team. And that's exactly what they did. So it's going to be a great challenge for Georgia just to stay focused, kind of stay away from the poison that's put out there with the number one ranking. And just remember what they are playing for. And I do believe that they will. Six games in, they've accomplished what they needed to accomplish halfway through the season. And I'm excited for them right now.
Halfway through the regular season, and the motto this year, leave no doubt, 15-0 national championship. That's a goal for this team. All right, Georgia fans, no doubt Kevin Butler is going to be up at midnight, still rocking and rolling.
Don't miss a week.
WSB TV Channel 2, it's the latest episode of Kirby Smart All Access, recapping all the action from yesterday's win over Auburn. That's Kirby Smart All Access tonight, midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, or anytime next week on GeorgiaDogs.com. Let's go over to North Augusta.
Wait, you caught me. I was lying.
Okay, that's all right.
I don't stay up every week and watch it.
Well, just, you know, 9 out of 10 weeks.
We've got to come clean.
Don with us from North Augusta. Don, good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning, guys. I'm driving back from Auburn this morning. My youngest son is a student at Auburn. He was raised a Bulldog, but I failed as a parent, so he's now a student at Auburn. And my oldest son graduated from Clemson, so even more failure there as a Georgia Bulldog grad. But anyway, we had a great time yesterday at the game. And as I'm driving back this morning, I was watching ESPN Sports Center this morning, and they said that 40 teams that have been ranked in the top 25 in the AP poll this year have already lost. And, you know, Georgia is not used to being number one and not having this kind of ranking. So, Kevin, as a player, what do you in the locker room? What do the coaches say to the players to keep them focused? To not because they're going to get lots of national attention this week in the media. You know, those guys watch SportsCenter. They listen to all that. So, how do they stay focused that the prize is ahead?
Thank you, Don.
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple. It was kind of what we were saying when we first opened the show today that. You know, Georgia has earned a number one ranking from everybody outside of the Dog Nation. You know, hey, all of us in Dog Nation all felt like we are a number one team, and that's why we support them. But there's only one way to be number one, and we don't need to fool ourselves. We're going to have to go through an Alabama. We're going to have to finish Kentucky. We're going to have to control our fate every week. And then the 11th of January. That's when you want to be ranked number one. And I truly believe that this team believes that. And I think when the coaches go in there and bring it up again, it's more of a challenge. Stay focused. We're not changing our focus. We're not doing anything different since people have ranked us number one now. We know that number one only happens to one team, and it happens at the end of the season. And we have to keep doing what we're doing. And I think that's a pretty easy message to this team, because I think they believe that already.
And that senior leadership is so important. And when you look at the landscape of college football this season, I believe a big reason you have seen so many upsets is because a lot of schools, and Kentucky is one that did not have a ton of players drafted. They brought back, because of the extra COVID year, a lot of these super seniors. We've seen a ton of teams bringing back 19, 20 starters, and these are guys that are 22, 23 years old, some of them. And that's been a huge factor there with the upsets. It's provided greater depth across the board. And when you look at Georgia's success this year, and everybody needs the elite players. If you talk about contending for a championship, there's no question about that. But the senior class, it is as important as it's ever been. When Jordan Davis announced he was coming back this season, mm-hmm. that was literally enormous. But you look at players like Breeny, Speed, Chris Smith, Walker, Tindall, Schaefer and Wyatt, who came back for their super senior years. These guys that made the decision, and several of them weren't starting. They could have transferred. They kept their nose to the grindstone. They waited for their number to be called, and when it was called, they were ready. They came back for this season for business, for one thing and one thing only.
I like it. I like how you said that. They came back for business. And, you know, that's what it is. When these guys are out there playing, hey, we like as fans for them to conduct themselves like a business trip. They've been doing it, and Kirby now has everybody in here. They're all on board. We have a tremendous coaching staff. We got a tremendous administration staff behind them. We got the best fan base out there in college football, and we have a true opportunity right in front of us. They work all year long for it. It seems like they've worked double hard through this COVID mess last year and this year. What a great way to celebrate if they can just stay focused, keep it going, accomplish their goals.
Keep that focus, keep the fire, keep that controlled fury. By the way, as Adam writes out here, Marietta, that could easily be mistaken for Margarita there. But we've got Tony with us from Marietta.
Let's go to Margarita.
Margaritaville. Tony, good morning and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning. I've got a couple comments.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to thank Stetson Bennett for ignoring all the naysayers and for sticking with us. It seems like that young man's done everything UGA's ever asked of him. And then secondly, going back to the Clemson game, there was a play when Jordan Davis came up through the line, and there was a Clemson player coming up on either side of him, and he just reached out and pushed in different opposite directions. And I swear he had a smile on his face. And it just, I had this picture in my mind of that commercial where a huge pitcher of Kool-Aid would come bursting through a wall saying, oh, yeah. And I can just see Davis every time he comes through a big line now.
Yeah,
I love it.
Face going, oh, yeah.
I love it.
Could
boy,
be an endorsement right there.
I hear you.
Gotta get Kool-Aid there.
And
oh,
Jordan,
yeah.
he is such a tone setter. And this guy, one of the things that Kirby said when you hear him interviewed, he's always laughing. He's smiling. As I said, I was down on the sidelines for the South Carolina game. He came over and was kind of lip-syncing and dancing a little bit to the best song off of Thriller, Michael Jackson's Want to Be Starting Something. He's just like this beloved giant, but between the whistles – he is a wrecking ball.
Yeah, he is. But, you know, he's going to be challenged more and more as the year goes on. And, you know, he's got to maintain that. His value to us, not only as a leader, Jeff, but it's that guy down there that demands that double team every play.
Got to have that.
And when we saw a couple times early in the game yesterday, we saw him kind of standing up with one player in front of him. We don't want to see that. And that's not his role. So he's got to be disruptive every play. He's got the size. He's got the speed. And his smile is contagious. You know, I played with a guy like that that we faced a lot with William Perry. And I mean it. This guy would make practice fun. He would make the games fun. He enjoyed playing. I see that in Jordan also.
All right. Let's say Georgia is in the national championship game, winning 28-0.
Where would it be?
In Indianapolis, with 1 minute to go in the game, and we're goal
to
go
open?
On the 1 yard line. I say we give the ball to number 99 and let him punch it in for the exclamation point.
I don't see why not. I think that's what fun is when you have a good team and you beat teams down and you take their will away. The best thing to do to them is just embarrass them one more time.
Five Market Realty hotline to join us, 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. That's very kind on a Sunday morning. Five Market Realty, Athens' local real estate company, helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens at 5mrealty.com.
Did it sound a little mean?
In college football yesterday.
Getting excited about this ranking. I mean, Jeff, who's number two in your ranking?
I got Iowa number two. Big win over Penn State yesterday.
And who's number three?
Kentucky.
Who?
Kentucky, and I got Alabama at number four.
Where's Coastal Carolina?
Coastal Carolina's 16 for me right now in my top 15.
Did they fall this week?
No, they weren't in there last week.
This is amazing.
It is amazing. It's the poll that keeps people talking, the Poll Doc Illustrated. We need to run
it's
into a timeout.
That makes people question polls.
And when we're in commercials, there's no talking, but there's a lot of eating going on. We know that.
There
Bacon are. Wrapped shrimp have been put away.
Our first group of the day, they look very happy now.
Yes, they took some of our shrimp. We got the Red Mule grits coming and the Adam
Everything's good.
Special.
Good.
Always great.
Good.
Get you some of that crab bisque as well. It's the best. Just leave some for us. Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable, PT Solutions, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. It's the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Neil Pruitt, Chairman and CEO of Pruitt Health. We believe family makes us stronger. If being part of a work family is important to you, if you're looking for a home rather than just a job, then now is a great time to make a change. We invite you to join our family of caregivers in skilled nursing or home health. Connect with our recruiters right now. Just email hireme@pruitthealth.com. That's hireme@pruitthealth.com. Pruitt Health is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
The smell of the grass, the sun on your face, the roar of Dog Nation at Sanford Stadium. That's what Georgia Game Day is about. And if we keep taking care and staying safe, we'll get back there. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're grateful for our community support, and we're committed to helping end the pandemic. Let's get everyone back to classic game days in Athens. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dogs!
Hey, Bulldogs, when you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
This is the College Football Rewind.
And Bob Gibbons,
the kick is good!
And the Longhorns win!
This is what big-time college football is all about.
Taking you beyond the box scores to relive the emotions from the Saturday that was in college football.
Got it! Touchdown, Penn State!
Right pylon, touchdown, Washington!
It's the College Football Rewind. Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports Now.
Completing your Georgia football weekend with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It is the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill. Enjoying the best brunch in all of Athens, the Bulldog Brunch, the Crab Cake Benedict, the Creole Omelet, Gumbo, Crab Bisque, and, of course, the Bacon Wrapped Shrimp amongst the true crowd pleasers on the old menu. All right, 3 for 3 this weekend. My man, the Buckhead Bulldog, he is out and about. Buckhead, good morning and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Great to be a Bulldog on a Saturday night, even better on a Sunday morning when Alabama loses. How about them Dogs?
Yes, sir, Buckhead. Great day for Georgia yesterday.
It sure was, and I looked it over, and I think for the entire season, we have trailed 3 minutes and 20 seconds. And this defense, I'm so glad we won the toss yesterday to watch this team on defense, and I got a little worried. But the coaching really kicked in, and, you know, I'm still from the Vince Dooley era. Everybody on Kentucky played for a winning team. They know how to win. They can read the same headlines that we do. We're on the top of the world now, but it can take one bad mistake, a tip ball, and we could be in trouble. And I'm going to be there early, and we're going to be an elite crowd again. And I think the crowd does make a difference. But this team stood up to, 90,000 people yesterday. They really look good. I love that kicking game, and I love that kickoff coverage. I don't think anybody's returned a kick past the 25-yard line on us all year. Kevin, is my memory correct on that?
Yes, it is. I tell you, I still watched it, and then you watched that game last night, Alabama and A&M, and Alabama blocks a punt, and they go in there, kick off, and right then A&M runs it back and nullifies that whole play. And That was a huge game changer right there. And that's why I know what the Dogs are doing. They really are covering great. But I'm going to go to my – I'll go to my grave saying there's nothing better in the world on a kickoff than kicking it out the end zone, because it's almost like old Irk's quote, if they don't score, mm-hmm. we're not going to lose.
Correct.
If they don't have a chance to run it back, they will not run it back. And I think our coverage is out of this world. Don't get me wrong. I'm just, you know.
I think you're exactly right. I think for a lot of coaches out there, though, when the rule moved the ball from the 20 to the 25
yeah.
on the touchback, I think that just changed some of the thing. And I get that. I'm not saying
well,
right
I do,
or wrong,
but I'd love to know what that statistic is, that's five extra yards. Is it something that you're going to be able quantify doing that every time? I mean, is it a, you know, if you score 61% of the time from the 20, if you get it to 25, does it drop down to 55%?
Or go up to 70? You don't know.
I don't know, but obviously these coaches do know it, and they make that decision from them. But if they don't have a chance to run it back,
they ain't gonna run it back. By the way, the Falcons with just god awful hideous kits on today, leading the Jets over in England. I believe they're playing at the home of the Tottenham Hotspurs. It is Atlanta 20 and the J-E-T-S, Jets 3, in a battle of teams whose mascots can fly, and the Jets.
Yeah, that's a glad they're in a foreign country. These people do not know how lucky they are to have these two teams playing each other today.
Are these two are the best in the NFL? Yes, no, actually, they are candidates to be on the clock.
They're candidates to be over here next year.
Maybe some regulation there. All right, we need to run into a timeout. What we have is our halftime mark coming up. Oh, my gosh, they're the grandkids. It is Kara. It is Bridget. Oh, my gosh. And KB sitting to my left. I'm Jeff Dantzler. This right here is the Bulldog Brunch with the Hilltop Grill and the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Georgia had its greatest recruiting class ever in 1980. Hey, this is Jeff Dantzler, and I'll tell you about it after this from Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Recruiting is the lifeblood of success in college football. You want the best in football? You want the best in what you drive. So drive home in a true five-star with the new 2021 Ram 1500 during Ram Power Days at Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customize all your needs with the sales professionals and experts at Athens DCJR to pick out the new Ram 1500 perfect for you. You'll be an All-American at the tailgate, beach, mountains, lake, work, and driving the kids to school and practice. Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, proud to partner with the Georgia Bulldogs in the constant pursuit of excellence. Georgia's freshman class of 1980, over a four-year period, posted a 43-4-1 record, won three SEC championships, and the 1980 national title. I'm Jeff Dantzler for Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 4145 Atlanta Highway, or AthensDCJR.com.
Want more exclusive and behind-the-scenes Bulldogs content? More game highlights?
You got red and black everywhere.
Mic'd ups?
That's not good. Next play.
Press conferences?
Obviously excited about this game.
And original programming?
They always hear is the legacy, the tradition.
Search for the Georgia Bulldogs All Access channel on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Georgia Bulldogs All Access, your official inside connection to Georgia football and all Georgia Bulldog sports.
Life is unpredictable, but having the right team in your corner matters. This is Neil Hondo Williamson. If the unexpected happens and you need to call an audible, let our championship team guide you to a better place. Merriweather & Tharp LLC, the Atlanta Divorce Team, proud partner of Georgia Bulldogs Athletics and one of America's fastest-growing companies 5 years in a row. Visit us online at theatlantadivorceteam.com for thousands of pages of free divorce resources.
You're listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Alongside Kevin Butler, here again is your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Second half of the best part of the week, the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill after a Georgia victory. The bacon-wrapped shrimp have been devoured. You got French toast, steak, bacon, and grits on the way for the road dog. And some of that delicious crab bisque. It is a beautiful day here in America's greatest college town, and the Chapel Bell ringing throughout the night as the Georgia Bulldogs, soon to be ascending to the number one spot in the land, defeat the Auburn Tigers 34-10 in the 126th edition of the Deep South's oldest rivalry. That's 14 of the last 17 in the win column for Georgia in this grand rivalry. The Dogs now lead this series 62-56-8. And for this old Bulldog who went through the heartbreak as a young fan from 1983 through 1990, losing 7 out of 8 to the Tigers, I don't know if I ever could have foreseen a swing in this series like we've seen for the last decade and a half. And it's something that every Bulldog should be extraordinarily proud of.
Well, you know, they should. And that's just part of the growing pains that any fan base has. When you start to build a program like Kirby and his staff have, so from the day we hired him, you know, this has always been his mission. This has always been what he's proclaimed to be building, and we've seen it. And it comes through recruiting. It comes through facilities. It comes through replenishing the coaching staff with good, qualified coaches and recruiters to keep it moving forward. Now, he's kind of turned it over to the players. And, you know, they believe they've bought in, they've done all the hard work. Why not just present it to the players and let them be the ones that decide their fate? I think that's the way it happens, and I think this is the natural progression that Georgia's gone through. And right now we're finding ourselves right in the mix, doing exactly what you're supposed to do to obtain your goals. And it doesn't matter what everybody else in the nation talks about the Dogs. We need to be in four positions come the second week in December, and then all of a sudden your opportunity is right there in front of you. That's why you always hear Kirby talk about, hey, it'll take care of itself. Let's take care of our business.
And on 1-1-1-22, you want to be number one. You want to be number one on 1-11.
Absolutely.
That's the day after the national title game.
And that's what you shoot for. And anything else is for the media. It's for the fans to sit around and talk about like we are right now. Honestly, it's fun to do, but it does not come into the meeting room of the Georgia Bulldog football team. It doesn't matter. You've got to recognize that you've been put out there because there's a little bit bigger target on you, but right now there's no bigger target going to fit on Georgia than what they've already done in these first six games, and that's put a target on their back, and that's one that they earned to have on their back.
Battle of 6-0s coming up on Saturday at 3:30. Georgia Bulldogs, Kentucky Wildcats. Kentucky a 42-21 victory over the LSU Tigers last night. You can start to get ready for the game. Just check out our friends, Georgia Bulldogs Sports Media. All Access. Follow Georgia Bulldogs All Access on social media. Invented by Kevin Butler. Just search at UGA underscore GBSM. Georgia Bulldogs Sports Marketing, providing your inside connection to Georgia Bulldogs Athletics with exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content, including the Kirby Smart All Access Show. Follow at UGA underscore GBSM. Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions. Physical therapy, be unstoppable. PT Solutions Physical Therapy, proud supporter of Georgia Bulldogs. Phone numbers to join us, and that's on the Five Market Realty hotline. Five Market Realty, Athens' local real estate company, helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens at 5mrealty.com, 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. Enjoying the best brunch in all of Athens, may I suggest the Creole Omelette and the Crab Cake Benedict from the fabulous Hilltop Grill. With a Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldogs. When you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Mondays, the wart of weekdays, am I right? Well, that's about to change, my friend, because Powerball has a new third drawing, and it's on Mondays. So step aside, Sunday Fun Day and Taco Tuesday, because Mondays are now Moolah Mondays, Mealy Mondays. Who cares what you call it, because you're rich Mondays. Play the new third Powerball drawing now on Mondays from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Dogs fans, download the all-new Georgia Football Digital Yearbook now at GeorgiaDogs.com. Exclusive access to a season preview, player profiles, UGA history, and more. It's completely free to access the Georgia Football Digital Yearbook at GeorgiaDogs.com.
It's Saturday in the fall, and you know what that means. It's time for UGA football and SEC championship savings at Gwinnett Place Ford and Gwinnett Place Nissan, a.k.a. the Dog Pound. When you shop with us, you'll always get the W. Plus, mention savings code Butler for an extra $1,000 added value to your trade-in. Only at the home of the nice guys. We'll see y'all between the hedges this season. Let's go, Dogs.
Bulldogs fans, get exclusive access to game previews and game day information for this Bulldogs football season. Be sure to log on to GeorgiaDogs.com to download the brand new 2021 Georgia Football Digital Fan Guide. Get everything you need to know for this season at GeorgiaDogs.com.
Who says Georgia football is only for Saturdays? We're satisfying your dog football hunger with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. It's the best brunch in all of Athens, and the Bulldog Brunch is presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. PT Solutions, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. The phone number is brought to you by friends from Five Market Realty, 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS, along with Bulldogs and Bears Hall of Fame legend Kevin Butler. I'm Jeff Dantzler, Adam Gillespie, and Gus Wedekamp flying the ship. Love those two guys. Thanks to Knox and Mandy Culpepper, a royal Georgia family, for dialing us in. You can tweet us at RoadDog680, at The Real Butthead, at Jeff Dantzler TV, and, of course, hashtag us at UGA Dog Talk. Great to see our man Brad Marsh. Got a good picture up there of our man Atlee. And thank you to Jason. The Hug Dog said he is watching the Falcons on mute. If you're losing to the Falcons 20-3, it might be a long season. And appreciate you listening to the Bulldog Brunch. Let's go over to Elberton, the Granite City. Bobby is with us. Bobby, thank you for holding and welcome the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Up, man? Hadn't called in a while since Miko graduated and went to Georgia and gone. I videotaped him when he was in high school. But that being said, I love what Kevin's saying today about this don't count on anything until that last clock runs out on the last day, on the 11th. And that's the key to it all. I hear people all the time, like, say I videotape in Elba County football, been doing it for 30 years, and I work in Hartville, and when we play Hart County, everybody will say, what's the score going to be? I said, well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you my cell phone number. You call me 2 seconds before the clock runs out, and I'll let you know.
Well, you got to take care of business every week, Bobby, and thank you for the call. And I think we know that. It's college football. And as I said earlier, there is an X factor this year because of COVID and these fifth and sixth year kids, and there are a boatload of teams, and Kentucky's one of them. It's got 19 or 20 starters back, and you might have a 19-year-old five-star. That 23-year-old three-star, he's 23 and you're 19, and that has been a big landscape shift for this 2021 season, and it is most definitely playing out, and all you do is look at the number of ranked teams that have gotten beat.
Yeah, I think that's probably, Jeff, and to your point, that's probably one of the strongest elements any coach would like to have. When you can get 19 guys to play yet another year together, to have another offseason together, to bond and create that camaraderie, I mean, that's what makes teams special. And then you throw winning on top of it, then they start to believe. So that's something that Kentucky's right now has going in their favor. Now Georgia's got the same thing. I think Georgia's a better football team. I think we're deeper. But just as you said, just as we're saying, it only matters when that game's over.
Yeah, exactly.
And Georgia can keep in control of what they're doing right now. And for how many years have we sat there, Jeff? You get that one loss, and then you're not in control. You need help. There's nothing better than the position that Georgia's in right now. I think they recognize it, and I think they want to maintain it.
I'm in exact and complete agreement with you there. And, again, for this team, I don't think there's any, well, if we lose, all our goals are still in sight. Leave no doubt when it comes to the playoff. We got patted on the back in 18, and, hey, you guys were number five. You were the first team out. Well, to quote Allen Iverson about Derek Coleman missing practice 15 years ago, well, whoop-de-damn-do. You need to be in that top four, and at this point, you need to be numero uno going in. That goal needs to be 15-0 at the national championship. That's what the goal is for this season. But to get to that long-term goal, you must achieve the short-term goals. And what we're seeing, that next goal is to beat the Kentucky Wildcats. But for Kirby, for the players, for the coaching staff, it's all right, we got to have a good film study. We got to have a good day of rehab. And then we got to get a good period of practice in. We got to get a good session. We got to get a good practice in. It goes day by day and step by step. And, Kevin, you were a part of some of the greatest teams in Georgia history, three of them. You're a part of maybe the greatest pro football team ever, the 1985 Bears, and working towards that long-term goal, achieving those short-term goals is the key.
Absolutely. I think that's the key is just believing in the process. And, you know, you hear a lot of coaches say that, and as fans, we don't know what the process is. You know what the process is for us is making sure the cooler's got ice in it, mm-hmm. Making sure I got my fried chicken ready, got a table, I got to put a spread on the table. And you get ready for the game. Well, they got their processes, too, and they go through it, and that's what creates confidence. You know, people always ask me, what's the biggest thing for a kicker? Well, you go out there, you're kicking in practice, you're kicking every day, you're doing something with great repetition, and that creates great confidence, and that gives you the ability to go out and react. And right now our team is doing their work during the week. They're flawless in their preparation, and that equates into some flawless playing in the game.
Dogs in Kentucky coming up at 3:30 between the hedges. Both of these teams at 6-0. Kentucky back in 2018 went 10-3. That was their best season since 1977 when Kentucky went 10-1 and that year beat Florida, Georgia, LSU, Tennessee, and Penn State.
Was it Sonny Collins running for
back? Sonny Collins had Derek Ramsey and pretty good defensive end named Art Still, who was an all-pro for the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, yeah. Fran Kersey assembled him a heck of a team back in 77, and we lost by the fateful number of 33-0 here between the hedges with none other than Prince Charles in attendance.
Hope we hadn't invited him back since.
Well, I think he might be at the Falcons game today. And I think, speaking of royalty, that your beautiful sister-in-law, Andrea, has arrived. And if I was Andrea, who was celebrating her 50th birthday, it's actually not, as the famous 80s band was named, Till Tuesday. But since you guys are going to be gone exotically and all, you got to celebrate 2 days early. I'm hanging on to 49 as long as I can. But happy 50th, Andrea.
Happy 50th birthday to Andrea. We're so glad she's here. She's right on time, about a half hour late. That's a Clement quality. And I married into that, so
yes.
I'm all good with that. But, yes, she's Jimmy set this up with Kathy's help, and certainly Brandon here at the Hilltop, Chris at the Hilltop, they helped get that all set up.
Lots of balloons.
So if you are in the neighborhood and you want to come in and try to get a free drink, just kind of mosey right up there and order you a drink and watch the Falcons.
Well, I tell you what, my buddy Atlee, he's the biggest.
I would not say watch the Falcons without a drink, I promise
you. No, well, Atlee's a huge Dogs fan, we know that, but he loves him some Matt Ryan. So Atlee's parked in front of the TV right now, seeing the Jets cut it down to 20-9, and he's trying to cheer the Falcons on to a victory this morning. Hey, I love these 9:30 a.m. kicks. It's what you've been asking for, and because of that time zone thing.
I know.
It's 9:30 over here.
Well, they're going to get home probably sometime tomorrow. And
yeah.
Hey, when I left our show last night, I stopped right up here in Winder and watched the team roll back through.
Awesome.
The state troopers stop everything. Blue lights are flashing. I bet they had close to 10 to 12 buses.
Now, that's awesome. By the way, I saw the beautiful First Lady of Georgia football, Mary Beth, was out running this morning when I was leaving to come to the brunch. She was getting her jog in. She gave me a big smile and said, how about them dogs?
How about them dogs?
How about them dogs indeed? All right, Georgia fans, UGA Bookstore, some great autograph signings. That'll be right before the Kentucky game. UGA Bookstore from 1 until 3. Meet Georgia legends. Coach Dooley and Thomas Davis. Shop the UGA Bookstore before and after every home game for the best selection of Bulldog clothing and gifts from Nike, Peter Millar, Johnny O, Tommy Bahama, Southern Tide, and many more. The UGA Bookstore, located next to Sanford Stadium. Open every day and online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where the dogs shop. Our 5 Market Realty hotline, 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. I almost said triple X, but that's 888-81-DOGS. The Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions. Physical therapy, be unstoppable. PT Solutions, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. Dogs on top yesterday. It was Georgia 34 and the Auburn Tigers 10. This is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. It's the smart choice. Visit at gucu.org/go dogs for important account information. Insured by NCUA, Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
Imagine you're at the wheel of a plug-in hybrid. No, imagine yourself in a plug-in hybrid BMW. Bingo. Imagine that this vehicle features dynamic performance with an all-electric range long enough for local trips. The BMW 330e, 530e X5, xDrive 45e, and 745e xDrive plug-in hybrids. Range, power, and performance that you unplug to unleash.
Proud sponsor of Georgia Athletics. Visit BMWATL.com for great offers. Go Dogs!
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License Number 6578.
Hello, I'm Neil Pruitt, Chairman and CEO of Pruitt Health. With locations throughout the Southeast, Pruitt Health is open 24/7 for your skilled nursing and home health needs. Our family business has served your family for more than 50 years. Our healthcare heroes expertly provide for your loved one with care and compassion, because that's what family does. Learn more at PruittHealth.com. Pruitt Health is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Completing your Georgia football weekend with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
All right, winding down the third quarter of the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, presented by PT Solutions. Thanks to our buddy Glenn Rostoicher tweeting us in. Thanks to John and the judge for tweeting us in, and the other John as well. You can tweet us at The Real Butthead, at Road Dog 680, at Jeff Dantzler TV. Thank you to IEN3Dog. Thank you to Chris listening in from Port St. Joe. And again, happy birthday to Andrew. Got the whole Butler clan here. Got my dad listening in down in Hilton Head, South Carolina. And I don't know if mom's listening in or not, but she's just now figuring out how to do some of the streaming stuff and all. And, you know, we're not, my dad's very high tech.
Yeah.
I am not.
Oh, you are. I mean,
I am not.
You hit that computer like you own it. I mean, you type.
I can type
so
fast. Yeah. So I've got that going for me.
You'd be
which
great
is nice. Yeah. I don't listen well.
You would be that secretary that was good back in the day of like the 60s and 70s when they'd say,
like Mad
hey,
Men?
We're going to lunch. Yeah, like Mad Men.
Want some bourbon? Yeah, yes, I do. Speaking of, Kathy's got some good 60s glasses on today. I like those, kind of the octagon.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. I love those shades. You look kind of like a Penny Lane, Kate Hudson's character from Almost Famous. Yeah, there you go. That's good stuff. Watch out for those rock stars. Stick with the football stars.
Yeah, yeah. Don't leave me for a rock star at this age.
We got the fourth quarter just around the corner. 888-813-2947. 888-81-DOGS. And Mom is listening. There you go, Mom. I appreciate you. All right. Georgia and Kentucky, 6-0 versus 6-0 coming up on Saturday afternoon between the hedges. It'll be a 3:30 kickoff, and it should be a great game. It'll be an awesome setting, that's for sure. And obviously, we need for the Georgia faithful, the greatest fans in all the land, to be elite once again. And Georgia fans, the PGA Tour season, the new one's back underway. Dogs more alumni on tour than any other university, and the Georgia people can join these proud Bulldogs in having a vested interest in all their success via the Dogs on Tour Birdie Challenge. Participants can pledge a fixed amount of money for each birdie made by a number of any of the 11 Georgia Bulldogs on tour for any desired amount you want throughout the season. Demonstrate your passion and support of the Georgia Bulldogs by joining Dogs on Tour Birdie Challenge today. Visit the GeorgiaBulldogClub.com. Go Dogs. All right, it'll be the Dogs in Kentucky coming up on Saturday. Great win yesterday over the Auburn Tigers. We're rolling into the fourth quarter, and we got fans from all over the state of Georgia here today. We got fans from Commerce, Athens, Cumming, Fitzgerald, Braselton, and Oconee County. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill and the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldogs, when you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
For Bulldog fans, Athens, Georgia is a special place, but it's also a great place to live, retire, or invest. If you're thinking of buying real estate in Athens, you need to work with Five Market Realty. Five Market is a Bulldog 100 company that specializes in Athens area real estate. Whether you want a home, a game day condo, or an investment property, you need a local Athens company like Five Market Realty to help you find the right one. Get started today and connect with Five Market Realty at 5mrealty.com.
Travel different this year with America's number one RV dealer network, Camping World and Gander RV. There's a whole world to explore, and with new 2022 RVs starting at less than $5 per day, there's no better time to start new adventures. We are your one-stop shop for everything RV and have the best selection of RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready for wherever the road takes you. Start your adventure at one of our 7 Georgia locations or visit campingworld.com today. See dealer for full details. Offers expire 12/31/21.
Mondays, the wart of weekdays, am I right? Well, that's about to change, my friend, because Powerball has a new third drawing, and it's on Mondays. So step aside, Sunday Fun Day and Taco Tuesday, because Mondays are now Moolah Mondays, Mealy Mondays, who cares what you call it because you're rich Mondays. Play the new third Powerball drawing now on Mondays from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
You're listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Alongside Kevin Butler, here again is your host, Jeff Dantzler.
All right, still got right at a half hour to go with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill. Feel better, feel stronger, feel unstoppable with PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Schedule your appointment today at ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. Going to be a great NFL Sunday. Got the baseball playoffs coming up. It is the best time of year in sports. Dogs are 6-0. In fact, you got the Falcons playing in London right now, leading the New York Jets.
There's a lot going on. A lot going on today. This is the first show in my career with you that I've had all three of my grandkids here at broadcast time.
There are a lot of Butlers out there.
Falls
right
into
now.
The same day that Georgia takes over the number one ranking.
I think
in everybody else's poll except ours.
It's serendipitous.
Is that a good way to say it,
Adam?
I think
it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Good thing seeing Team Butler here. And happy birthday to Andrea.
Andrea was surprised. Jimmy did a great job working with Hilltop Grill here to coordinate all this. And Jimmy let me in on a secret and said that they went pretty hard last night. And mm-hmm. It was tough getting Andrea up and out of bed to come to her party today. So we're just going to put her right back on the horse.
I mean, who would ever miss her own surprise party? Let's go to Dasher from Athens. Dasher, thank you for holding.
In front of my mom.
And welcome to the Bulldog Brunch for the Hilltop Grill.
21 years old. I was with Buck.
Hey, guys.
West Palm.
Hey, Dasher, how are
Prancer.
You? Yes, sir.
Dasher,
what you got
Dancer,
for us?
Prancer.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is going to be about Larry Rakestraw. When I was in the fourth grade, my daddy bought me a lawnmower and a rake, and I did yards and always had plenty
all
of
right,
money
well,
for my girls. You still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
I'm not.
I started my quarterbacking career at YMCA. I'm 70 now, and I went to when I was 11, I went to the Bull Pups Baby Jacket game, and Larry Rakestraw was the quarterback for Georgia, and Billy Lothridge was quarterback for Georgia Tech.
Two great ones.
And so I'm copyrighted now. I'm in the Library of Congress, and I've got several short stories. Rufus Fields, Bales, Pine Straw, and it's a little rabbit story. And then I've got another one, Tractor Wheel Bale, you know, the big round bales of hay. Now, I can get bales of pine straw for $20 a bale, and I can get the big tractor
all right,
wheel
Dasher,
bale.
We gotta go.
All right, so wait a minute.
Thanks for the call, Dasher. Time to go to Bud from Dahlonega.
That is like the
tractor bales.
Fumbling a kickoff that went out of the end zone.
It can happen.
And still being counted as a fumble.
Let's go to Bud from Dahlonega. He's mining for some gold. Bud, thank you for holding, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
And I just tuned in, so if I'm asking something or bringing up a subject you've already covered, just try to forgive me.
Yes, sir,
no,
bud.
Sir, go right ahead.
I'm an optimistic fella, and I believe Georgia's going to continue to do well. I think they're the best team in the country. But what I'm about to say may sound negative. I think it's almost impossible today to go undefeated. And even if you're the best team on a particular day, your pass catcher or your quarterback or your defense could be down. That's true if you're in the profession of selling. You don't sell everybody. If you're the greatest salesperson in America, sometimes you have a bad day. So my question is, do you have confidence that we can win the rest of the way? Secondly, if we don't, does it matter? Because will we go to the playoffs if we have, say, one loss? Will there be any two-loss teams? Has anybody asked that question today?
Would you please respond? That's great, and I think you bring up some great points. It is extraordinarily difficult to go undefeated. Now, Alabama went 13-0 last year, but this year, assuming you went to the SEC title game, you would have to win 15. LSU did that in 2019 with an extraordinary team. You can, and we've seen it. In fact, most of our national champions in the playoff era have had a loss, but when you get into that, as KB has pointed out, then you're not controlling everything, and you're leaving some things to chance there. There has not yet been a two-loss team in the playoff, which certainly adds some significance to what happened late last night. But I do think that this Georgia team is capable, from what we've seen so far, of winning every time they take the field. And Kevin, as you've said, they've been the most consistent team in the country.
Yeah, I think that does it. You know, I think the quickest way, and you saw it happen to Alabama last night, is once you start turning that ball over, mm-hmm. you get extra possessions, and all of a sudden, as we were talking just coming out of the commercial, that, you know, these crowds are really playing a factor this year after having a year off and teams not being used to being in a loud, hostile environment. Home teams are reaping the benefit of that 15th man. And that's one thing that you see a lot of, and you got to be excited for Georgia's 15th man because we've got a great one. And the more we can play with our group behind us, the better this team is. I think it keeps them focused.
I agree with you. And Kevin, you know, that's the other thing, too, that you know, teams not playing in front of these hostile road crowds last year because attendance was just 20%. You throw that in with these fifth and sixth year players getting that COVID year there. I mean, that's two lingering effects from COVID. And all you got to do, you can say what you want, but you just look at the number of upsets and the number of ranked teams that have gotten beaten this year. And obviously, there are a lot of extra factors at play this year.
Well, there are. And, you know, Georgia's gotten better because we've had the experience of going into a really hostile environment like Vandy.
Overtook.
It's almost Vandy. You know, it's a little scarier feeling. You know, you can go in there where everybody's in there screaming back, or you can go into like an empty stadium and it's kind of eerie, like Walking Dead, you know. And I think that's what we experienced in Vandy.
Well, we had 80% of the crowd, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
They didn't have many there.
No, they didn't.
They did not.
No, and they're not going to have many.
They were late for their party.
They have good parties, though.
In Nashville?
Yeah.
Nashville
good
knows
music.
How to party.
Yeah, Adam said that. Y'all were out till what, 3 or 4, you and Hondo were running the streets?
There ain't nothing like when Adam starts doing that line dancing at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, it's a head turner for sure. All right, let's go to Daryl from Columbus. Daryl, good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Hey, fellas. Hey, let me say this, okay? Yeah, you can win out, but you better be more worried about beating Kentucky next Saturday, because if you lose to Kentucky, you no longer control your destiny.
It's all over.
You no longer control your destiny. What concerns me about this football team, okay, when you're on top of the mountain, you can rest assured you're going to get everybody's best football game. Mm-hmm. That means you have got to bring it. Complacency really has me concerned right now, especially after what Coach Mark said yesterday about pregame. We didn't look like the same football team in the first half we looked like all year. Okay, here's my question, okay? We couldn't run the ball in the first half, but we came out in the second half, and also now we can run the ball. If you can run the ball in the second half, why couldn't we run it in the first half? You have got to bring it. You got Kentucky left. You got Florida left. You got a good Tennessee football team. Everybody's going to try to knock you off, okay? It's important. If you want to get to where you want to get it, it's nice being number one in October, but I'm going to tell you something. The goal is to be number one in January. And to get there, you've got to bring it. You can't take no week off. You got to bring it every week. The injuries, concern. Offensive line, I think that's the one place that really is, you can't, you know, it hurts you big time. I don't know the status of Sawyer. We need him back. But this football team, we're going to bring it, man, every week. Do not take Kentucky lightly. They beat Georgia. You no longer control your destiny. We're playing great. We just got to clean up some things and you know, let's keep the goal in mind and just go out there and do what you got to do, man. Bring your best game because you're going to get their best game.
Amen to that, Daryl.
We might have to get Daryl, see if we can get Kirby, let Daryl come in there and talk to the team before they go right out on the field.
Probably similar to what Kirby's saying.
He's got a lot of energy. And he's right. He's right. I think, you know, complacency is something that every team's got to fight. But I think this team will be okay. You know, 6 games in, they've been the most consistent. And I think that first half, though it didn't hurt us and we won the game, we handled it, we controlled the game. That certainly can be used as a little wake-up call to not get complacent. So I like what he's saying, and I know Kirby's talking about it too.
Kentucky coming up on Saturday at 3:30. It's time for our Landmark Athens Dodge Look Ahead. This Landmark Look Ahead brought to you by our friends from Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Proud to partner with the Georgia Bulldogs in the constant pursuit of excellence. Get the best deal on the best selection at AthensDCJR.com. Expect more, get more. My friends at Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, my buddy Dave DeBrock, to the general manager there, does an incredible job, and I love my brand new Jeep Grand Cherokee. It is a sweet ride. Took us down to the beach 5 times this past summertime. We're going to be heading down for a couple days this week and soon to be traversing the SEC. And now Kentucky has got to come on the road. Their last road game, they won a defensive battle, beat South Carolina 16-10. They've turned it up since then. Enormous wins for the Wildcats over both the Florida Gators and the LSU Tigers. Now they try and make some history and come here and upset the Georgia Bulldogs. Should be a great game and a great atmosphere again on Saturday, KB.
Yeah, it is. It ain't going to happen. I hope they have a great week up there preparing for it. They're going to come down here. It's going to be a great atmosphere. They're going to come out. They're going to, you know, they're going to bring their best game, and it's just not going to be enough. And that's what's fun about the University of Georgia right now. We know if we go out there and play our game, we'll not only dominate this game, we'll control it from the get-go, and you'll see a wonderful crowd back a great team, and then have a bunch of happy Bulldogs on Saturday night.
Kentucky, a big and physical team. They're getting excellent play at quarterback. Their running back, Chris Rodriguez, one of the best in the SEC, and he absolutely ate LSU alive last night, averaged over 9 yards a pop and had the put-away touchdown. This look ahead to the Georgia-Kentucky game presented by Landmark Athens Dodge, brought to you by Athens Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, proud to partner with the Georgia Bulldogs in the constant pursuit of excellence. Get the best deal on the best selection at AthensDCJR.com. Expect more, get more from Athens Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Let's go to Chris from Cumming. Chris, thank you for holding it. Welcome to the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm on my way over to Athens to watch the Diamond Dogs. Going to miss you, you and David Johnson giving us some good stats for the next 16 innings.
Thank
I'm looking
you, buddy.
Forward to watching them play. Hey, there's nothing better than coming home. I don't know what great general said it, but nothing better than coming home after laying waste on the plane and hearing the anguished cries of those Auburn fans. Nothing better. Latavius Breeny has made some fantastic touchdown saving plays.
Yes.
In the end zone this year. He had one against Clemson. He had one yesterday. Big shout out to that guy who's stuck around here.
Yes.
And that's two touchdowns he personally saved. His coverage has been fantastic. Just want to give a shout out to that guy.
You're spot on, Chris, and thanks for the kind words. Yeah, we don't do the broadcast of these fall exhibition games, but come February, can't wait to get baseball cranked up, and hopefully the Dogs will win the national championship, and we'll be eyeing a trip to Omaha, and when Georgia's winning in football, everything else is great. Georgia soccer team playing Kentucky today at 2 o'clock, and KB, we've talked about Breeny a lot. You know, he started to emerge last year. I want to give my buddy Atlee credit when he said, hey, Breeny's playing good on special teams. Next thing you know, a couple of spots open up. He has a great Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl against Cincinnati, and he's having a terrific senior season.
Yeah, he really is. I really like his cover techniques. You know, he's not a guy that hangs all over the person. You don't see penalties coming from him. He's right there. He's got long arms. He can reach from behind, knock that ball out right when it gets to that receiver. He is a good player. A lot of tackles yesterday. Just makes this team much better.
And Chris, spot on that breakup against Clemson, the breakup yesterday.
Yeah.
Absolutely enormous. And can't wait to be back between the hedges, enjoying the beautiful nature and hieroglyphic expression of the divine that is Sanford Stadium.
That sounds very lovely, what you just described.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Inspired by. I have no idea what it means, but sounds elegant.
Inspired
and
by
inviting?
A famed writer named Sir Thomas Carlyle. It'll
really?
Be the Dogs.
Tell me more about
It'll
this
be
Carlyle
the Wildcats. Fellow. Well, he wrote an interesting book one time called Sartar Resartus, which is a deep dive to
I
try and find
that.
Pearls of wisdom.
Boy, there's some pearls in there.
There's some pearls in there, all right. Dogs in Kentucky, 3:30. John Parker's telling me, is game day going to be here again? I don't know if they're announcing that or not. Have you heard that, Road Dog? Road Dog knows everything,
He knows everything, yep.
Yeah, John knows everything,
Who
too.
Is going to be here? The View?
The what View.
Are you kidding me? On the bridge?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it is the best view in the world. We got to run into a timeout. He is Kevin Butler. He has got a clan of 24 on the upper patio today, and he is a Road Dog just silenced him.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. I was going to say Road Dog's buying y'all next round.
Oh, I love it. This is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grills. Brought to you by PT Solutions. It's the best brunch in all of Athens on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
It's Saturday in the fall, and you know what that means. It's time for UGA football and SEC championship savings at Gwinnett Place Ford and Gwinnett Place Nissan. a.k.a. the Dog Pound. When you shop with us, you'll always get the W. Plus, mention savings code Butler for an extra $1,000 added value to your trade-in. Only at the home of the nice guys. We'll see y'all between the hedges this season. Let's go, Dogs.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
Life is unpredictable, but having the right team in your corner matters. This is Neil Hondo Williamson. If the unexpected happens and you need to call an audible, let our championship team guide you to a better place. Meriwether & Tharp LLC, the Atlanta Divorce Team, proud partner of Georgia Bulldogs Athletics and one of America's fastest-growing companies 5 years in a row. Visit us online at theatlantadivorceteam.com for thousands of pages of free divorce resources.
Hosting a watch party or tailgate for the big game? O'Charley's can help with the meal when you order online for delivery, curbside, or to-go. Enjoy our delicious variety of party platters, perfect for when you need to feed a group and don't feel like cooking. Choose from our famous chicken tenders, baby back ribs, dips, and salads, all of which come with our unsliceably soft rolls. Just order online at O'Charley's.com for delivery or pick up your food curbside or to-go.
O'Charley's!
Who says Georgia football is only for Saturdays? We're satisfying your dog football hunger with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
All right, welcome back. It is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill as we wind things down on a Georgia football winning Sunday. Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy and the Hilltop Grill, the best brunch in all of Athens, a crab cake Benedict and that Creole omelet at the top list. You go BLT again today?
I did. They, the cook have come to an agreement.
That's good. That's good.
I got to do some work at his house on Tuesdays, which is
all
cool.
Right.
Got no problem
but
doing
But you
that.
Get the BLT and fries. That's solid, solid stuff there.
Made
we
with
love.
Love.
The Hilltop Grill.
He promised me it was made with love.
Made with love. And this is the best, the Hilltop Grill. And I promise you great lunches every day, Wednesday, turkey and dressing. It's excellent. And the gumbo, it's the best. And at some point, it's going to cool off a little bit and make that gumbo even better.
It's perfect out here today.
I love it. It's perfect day today. And like we said, it's such a great time of year in sports. I've even got those red-hot Atlanta Falcons playing in London, England. Is it still 20-9?
20-9, yeah.
Against the Jets in a battle of things that can fly. Baseball playoffs going on right now. So you got two games today and possibly four tomorrow, and that includes the Atlanta Braves. They are 1-1 with the Milwaukee Brewers coming to Atlanta. So there's always some excitement. And I know thinking back to when we were really missing times like this, and to have this and have the stadiums full, it's an electric time, and just enjoy it. My wonderful wife, she during the week will come home and say, "All right, what's on? Well, Monday Night Football tonight. All right, we got the Wild Card American League tonight on Tuesday, Wild Card National League on Wednesday. All right, we got football on Thursday, then everything going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's a great time of year. Just enjoy it, and hey, enjoy being 6-0 right now.
Absolutely. 6-0 is a wonderful thing. But you're saying, like, y'all don't ever watch, like, Family Feud at your house?
It's always Fast sports? Money. I think Fast Money of Family Feud is the greatest, like, say, 1 minute of action in game show history.
I like to hear that.
The Fast
good.
Money is good.
It is good.
It is. You want to see.
I'm your man.
That second.
I'm your man, Steve Harvey.
If the first contestant gets a lot of the good answers,
yeah.
Then the problem is that second contestant, if they're obvious, try again. Oof.
That's
Ooh.
Tough.
That's why there's five extra seconds. The second layer of Fast Money.
Yeah,
you'll hear
is.
This. Try again.
Try again.
That Richard Dawson, by the way, the original host, there's some video on him from back then that might not be deemed appropriate in this day and age, but hey.
Kissing everybody?
Well, you know.
That was just, he was a lovely guy.
He was, hey, listen, the guy had been in Hogan's Heroes, you know.
Very
was,
central lips.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, so I vote.
What does that
when
mean?
It comes to
Why
game shows,
say that?
Game shows, Fast Money on Family Feud's great. But it is a great time to watch sports. And, hey,
it
get
is.
Back and
you
enjoy
got every,
it today. It,
anything you want to watch
it's
is on right now.
And I love it that your Blackhawk boys there, the preseason hockey's rolling right now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and they love their hockey up there
oh
just like
gosh.
Everybody else except
That's a long
Atlanta,
season, by the way.
We're the only ones that lose hockey teams.
Just twice.
Twice.
Just twice.
Just twice.
But that's a long season, that hockey season.
Well, it's like baseball. I mean, 162 games.
Yeah.
Who came up with that number?
Well, it used to be 154. Then they went to 160. We play 56 in college.
Okay, who comes up with that number?
56, a good number of games. Emily thinks a game should be 5 innings long. But
do you? I think that's a good point.
Well, they're playing 16 today with Western Carolina, playing a 9 and a 7 in an exhibition game, exhibition doubleheader.
So if they
today.
Get to that point and they're tied, the game's over.
I would imagine the exhibition game, they'll probably just shut it down and not go extras today.
I mean, that's when they should get the two coaches to come out to the mound and a good 3 out of 2 rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors would be good. Yeah, I like it. But it is a great time of year in sports.
And very fair
again,
game.
Georgia soccer team's playing Kentucky today at 2 o'clock. Basketball season's just around the corner. We got a mega showdown coming up with the Kentucky Wildcats on Saturday, the only 2 undefeated teams at this point in the SEC. Who
now
would have
that's
thought
crazy.
That?
Who would have thought that? They wouldn't even have come up with that when they were making that Back to the Future movie,
no,
too.
No, they would
you know,
not
when
have.
They went into the future.
Then they
nobody
came back
would have,
to the
nobody
future.
Nobody would have believed that. Go, I believe the DeLorean could fly and go through time travel, but there's no way Kentucky and Georgia were undefeated. This is ridiculous.
By the way, just talk about the beauty of college football. Mm-hmm. If somebody would have told you, when the Bulldogs won the Rose Bowl, who the quarterbacks on that roster were, who was coming in, that in 2021, Georgia's starting quarterback was going to be Stetson Bennett. Nobody would have believed that. But let me tell you something. The mailman played great yesterday. He delivered.
The mailman delivered.
And it was a plus-plus performance.
It really was.
I thought his best all-around game.
I do, too. And I just like, you listen to Kirby talk and you listen to how he explains how they come across – these decisions, it makes a lot of sense. He's just learned it, matured. He's a better quarterback.
KB, always a pleasure, my friend.
Here's Abbey Road.
Happy
That's where
weekend.
We got our picture taken.
Yeah,
right
you
there.
Did. You and the Beatles.
Yeah.
85 or 86 Bears. All right, thanks to Adam Gillespie. Thanks to 86. Gus Wedekamp for all their great work. He's Kevin Butler. I'm Jeff Dantzler. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Great win for the Dogs. It's been the Bulldog Brunch,
Go
presented
Dogs.
By PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, you've been listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy, live from the Hilltop Grill in Athens. Today's show has also been brought to you by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. Proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Gander RV and Outdoors of Atlanta. Five Market Realty. Athens local real estate company. Helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens. Visit 5mrealty.com. Landmark Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. And by the Hilltop Grill in Athens. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, powered by Learfield and JMI Sports. Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast. your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!